Welcome to the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan Podcast. This podcast is written and presented to you by husband and wife team Dr. Sandra Camerata and Dr. Giovanni Campanile. Sandra is a psychiatrist and was born and raised in Sicily, and Giovanni is a cardiologist. They have written the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan book and podcast in order to introduce a wider audience to the wonderful taste and health benefits of the Sicilian Mediterranean diet, which will lead you onto a path of longevity and improved health span, the reduction of disease in the later part of your life. The goal is to live not only longer, but better with improved vitality and joy of life. Their motto is Be Well Deliciously.
So the other benefit of buying your produce locally is that you avoid the possibility of overseas farms that have very poor oversight. We really don't know what the controls are in other countries. You never know with internationally sourced vegetables and fruits if the soil is contaminated with heavy metals or other toxins, because we really have no control over the country's regulations on pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And foodborne illnesses from contaminated international fresh food has been increasing. The most common outbreaks with imported foods were from scombroid toxin, salmonella, cyclospora. In a five-year study period, over 10,000 illnesses in the United States were attributed to these microorganisms. Another example is garlic and other fruits and vegetables. Garlic imported from Asia sometimes is irradiated, bleached, and sprayed with methyl bromide to preserve the garlic from quarantine and long periods of travel. So we never know what is going on with the soil or the food coming from such a distance.
So talking about garlic and local garlic, the garlic we are familiar with, one more thing that I discovered that we do regularly is we add garlic to our fish. So this is a very strong synergistic action. They both boost immunity, improve cardiovascular health. One of the recipes that you will find routinely is the salmorillo sauce. It's a sauce that has parsley, has extra virgin olive oil, has lemon, the vitamin C necessary, and has garlic. So these cofactors, selenium, copper, zinc, iron, iodine, they work to improve and increase the property of EPA and DHA, the two major components found in fish. And so together, garlic, fish, all these other components that we're talking about will improve the anti-inflammatory property, the cholesterol-reducing property, and all the other benefits that we know come from these very nutritious foods. Another one that we do all the time, very happy to say that, is tomatoes and olive oil. We have our tomato salads with extra virgin olive oils. Tomatoes contain carotenoids. They're fat soluble, so the absorption increases using olive oil. Lycopene is a carotenoid antioxidant that reduces the risk of cardiovascular diseases. Our tomato salads and mostly our tomato sauces are actually great foods to improve our health, to reduce our cholesterol. And what happens is that the lycopene, it improves the serum lipid. So there have been studies where they've shown that diets that are rich in lycopene improve significantly the serum lipid profile. So, and also remember that tomatoes in general, they have a 5 to 6 time increase in lycopene content when we cook them versus when we eat them raw.
So another major benefit of eating in season, and buying locally is that the carbon footprint is much better and better for the environment, and it's important for sustainable agriculture. More water is needed to grow produce out of season, so water resources are strained. In fact, 70% of the fresh water in the United States is used for industrial farming. And 75% of water pollution in the United States comes from industrial farming. So it's a big strain on the water supply. And supporting local farms helps sustain the local economy and helps the local farmer maintain quality soil and helps support the workers of that farm. In addition, according to the Centers for a New American Dream, CNAD, small farms can grow more variety, which helps protect biodiversity and the long-term food security. Because biodiversity helps food security. You can remember the potato famine in Ireland. That's because they had a monoculture of just potatoes. Once something happened to potatoes, people died and it was an epidemic. Small farms, even if not organic, tend to use much less pesticides than large factory farms. When a small farm grows food and sells in a farmer's market, there's no need for preservation, packaging, shipping, and long-distance distribution. According to ourworldanddata.org, the factors in the food chain that contribute to greenhouse gases are land use, farm, animal feed, processing, transport, retail, and packaging. So by supporting local farms, many of these items that contribute, major contributors to greenhouse gases, are avoided.
Another great combination, synergistic effect, is onion and grape combination. The black grapes are rich in polyphenols and especially catechin, which helps to prevent cardiovascular disease, cancer, and neurological disorders, and also help with weight management. It's hard sometimes for us to think that carbs can actually help with the weight management, but a lot of them actually do.
Yeah, this goes back to something we always talk about. All these macronutrient terms, everything gets lumped into one big term. Carbohydrates, a potato chip is a carbohydrate, and broccoli is carbohydrate. They're not the same food. So the quality, we stress this over and over and over again, the quality and the nutrition density of foods is much more important than the terms we put on top of these groups of foods.
So onions and grapes, going back to that they inhibit blood clots, they boost cardiovascular health, and they also, together, they can reduce allergy symptoms. So during allergy seasons and in general, right, because of that great synergistic effect, add a little bit of raisins in your salads with onions. And that can be a great synergistic, great beneficial effect of food. Also, if you want, add a little bit of garlic, because onion and garlic contain important substances that stimulate insulin production. They reduce blood glucose. So another great synergistic effect.
So again, one of the benefits of eating seasonally and from local farms is that you contribute by doing this to the problem of factory farming, which is really not sustainable. Factory farming cannot go on forever because it depletes the soil tremendously. Factory farms use much more land, water, and energy. And these large farms use large quantities of pesticides. They emit significant numbers of pollutants such as ammonia, hydrogen sulfide, methane, pesticides, both into the air and into the runoff, into local waters, and into the water table. 37% of methane emissions come from factory farms. So, and factory farms deplete, by using tilling and monocultures, they deplete the topsoil. So they have to move on because that soil becomes unusable at a certain point.
So, and this will connect us a little bit to our next podcast, which we'll be talking about fertility and infertility, because these pesticides are actually hormone disruptors. So we'll be talking more about it in the next podcast. So try to avoid that. That's why organic is definitely a better choice. And a good organic soil is a triply better choice. So all our foods, like we said, they're best eaten in combinations together. They come in packages. We combine things together to help us to have that synergistic effect to prevent chronic illnesses. That is what we want to do. We want to create that environment that will prevent those chronic illnesses we don't want to deal with. We're getting old. We're getting there, Giovanni and I. And we...
Speak for yourself.
And we try to create an environment of overall good health to possibly enter the space of our life that, you know, where we don't we have to use the least amount of medications, the least amount of medical care.
At the end of your life, you want to live with a vibrant energy without disease. And, you know, the goal is to live to be whatever age you're going to be and just die in your sleep without being sick, without going into the hospital, without using a lot of medicines. This is increasing health span.
So another quick synergistic interesting thing is that, you know, we know that consuming a lot of red meat exposes us to carcinogenics, cancer-causing agents. And mostly they're formed when the meat is cooked at very high temperatures, especially in grilling. And interesting is that rosemary, when we add it to our meat, can hinder the formation of carcinogenic compounds. And this is another thing that you see very much in the marinating of meats. Rosemary is always added, even when we cook our, you know, meat in the oven with potatoes. Rosemary is most of the time the preferred spice. And that's, now we know why, right? It reduces the cancerogenic properties of meat.
So again, to get back to the, you know, eating seasonally and eating from local farms is helpful for the environment. The other problem we see is that farms produce these monocultures, as I mentioned. In the U.S., wheat, rice, corn, and soybeans are grown at tremendous amounts, most of which go to feed industrial livestock farms. And these monocultures require massive amounts of synthetic fertilizers and synthetic pesticides. Small local farms have vested interests to maintain their land to the best possible level and create healthy, nutritious soil. And also, factory farms are a major contributor to deforestation. Approximately 250 million acres have been deforested to create factory farms. So in general, and this goes back to maintaining part of the environment, maintaining our local community, and maintaining our health, because in the future, since this is not sustainable, our health will improve if we do these things in large amounts, and many people do this.
If you are new to the show, welcome. And if you are returning, we are so grateful for your participation and support. We hope you go to iTunes or Spotify and subscribe to the show, leave feedback, write a review, or send questions. They love questions and look at every question that is submitted. The content of the Sicilian Secret Diet are meant for educational purposes only and are not meant to be a medical diagnosis or treatment advice. A doctor-patient relationship is not created, and any questions related to your specific physical or mental health should be directed to your healthcare practitioner. So hello, and thank you for joining Sandra and Giovanni for another episode of the Sicilian Secret Diet Plan podcast.